Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. What up? It's Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com. And I just want to remind you in this video, this live stream, okay? This is for you. I want to remind you of how important it is. Something we teach at our company, EnergyAwarenessTraining.com. TakeActionLifestyles.com is my personal website, with all the links to various social media platforms. So if you wanna know what I'm doing, if you wanna see more of my content, that's where you go for me. But if you're ready to change your life, go to www.energyawarenesstraining.com. Now that the plug is out of the way, let's get to the topic of this live stream. Look, it's very, very important. Something we teach at our company is constant awareness and getting you to a point where you're constantly aware. Something like a bug smacked in my hand. I don't know what the hell that was. Being constantly aware of your state of being. Are you filled with anxiety right now? Are you relaxed? Are you depressed? Are you worried about something? Constant awareness, monitoring how you're feeling is key. Because if you are stressed, if you are depressed, if you're worried about something, you're less effective. You can take less action. And the quality of that action will probably be poorer compared to if you're excited about what you're doing or inspired, and you're gonna feel like crap the whole time doing it. Shoo, fly, get out of here, I'm live streaming. You're gonna feel like crap about it because you're not about it. You're not engaged. You're not in the present moment with what you're doing. You're somewhere else. You're worried about something else. That could happen, that might happen. The truth is, right now, in this present moment, we have everything we need. We're good. We're good. There's no stress. There's no worries. It's a live stream. Have the pink little glasses on. Got a hat. Vines in the background. Sunshine. Birds chirping. Everything is cool right now. Everything is good. I'm not worried about anything. It's being able to snap out of these negative states that rule our life, that prevent you from getting what you want, prevent you from moving up into more success, more abundance, more financial, you know, stability, more wealth, mentally, financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, right? Like motivation, being motivated to do what you want to do. Being able to snap out of that and take back control of your energy and then deploy that wherever you want. Massive action solves all problems, but nothing changes until energy moves. Two big sayings at our company. So for you right now, what the fuck are you feeling? What are you feeling right now? Are you motivated? Are you taking action? Or are you fucking hung up on something? A thought, the past, the future. Are you in control? Or are you in the passenger seat and someone else is driving the vehicle? How are you feeling right now? This is very important and to constantly be asking yourself so you can snap out of it if you're not feeling good. It's not like the feeling just comes up to you and goes, hey, you want to feel like shit? And you're like, sure. No, it creeps up on you. It's subtle. You have to have the awareness at all times, because it will fuck your life up if you are not in control. You have to have the awareness, the constant moment-to-moment awareness. Now, once you have that awareness, once you do realize, oh, okay, I'm not in control, what's something you can do? Take a breath. This is very underrated. It seems super simple, and it is super simple, but it works. Take a breath. Hold it. Breathe the emotion out. When you go to the gym, you cannot immediately go lift 500 pounds. Most of you anyway. You have to start small, you know, curl. Curl the small weights first. Build up your tolerance. Get out of your fly. Build up the muscle so you can lift the heavier weights. The same principle applies to energy awareness training. It's what we teach. Refocusing your awareness, your consciousness, whatever you want to call it, on yourself. I'm gonna call it consciousness. That's my term. Focusing your consciousness on the present moment and what you're feeling in your body right now. Is your stomach tight? Are your shoulders tense? Are you in your head? Or are you in your center point, the bottom part of your spine, the base of your spine? How are you feeling right now? How are you feeling? Once you tune in and you realize, okay, I'm stressed, I'm worried about something, breathe that stress in. I want you to focus and tune into that stress. Breathe it in. Feel it. Bring it up. Breathe it out. It might be difficult at first because you haven't been practicing it. It's a muscle like anything else. You have to build it. You have to build it so you can then get to a point where you can shift out of those states instantly. So when you do see that guy or girl you're attracted to, you can go talk to them. Or you can work all day long in a very motivated, pumped up fucking state. Or you can go to the gym and work out your body and lose weight. This one skill touches everything in your life. And I spent 23 years of my life up until the last few 4 or 5 months attending self-help events, right? I have a self-help tattoo, volunteering for self-help companies. I worked for one for 2.5 years. And I was trying to find something that was like it. You know what I mean? Like the magic bullet. Like where is the magic like potion spell thing I can use to just fix me? Because, you know, you have sex a bunch of times and it's great, but then afterwards you sink back to who you are, right? There's that quote, wherever you go, there you are. So I would find myself having all this sex, orgies, threesomes, even with just a girlfriend having sex, but it wouldn't fix me. I was still fucking broken inside. Money, I was getting money. I got my dream job, getting so much more money than I ever made before. I blew it all, I couldn't keep it. It didn't make me happy. Initially, I'd feel good because I'd buy stuff and I'd have the money and check would come in. I'd be like, oh, this is awesome. And then it would, would fade the fuck away and I would be back to where my baseline was, which is hating myself, not accepting myself, worrying about shit, just stress the fuck out. Same thing with cool experiences, cool friends. Like, it's not lasting. The only thing that will have it last is if you draw it from within. You're not drawing it from the external. Validation, money, sex, make me feel good, pleasure, ah. If you draw it from within, you're sustaining it. You're generating it from within. When you live in that place, when that's your default, you're amazing. Then everything else is just a bonus. And it's clear up here. You love yourself, you accept yourself, you feel awesome in your body, and you bring that energy into your work, into your finances, into your dating life, everywhere. It touches every aspect of your life. When I found this, when I found Glenn, my mentor and energy coach, who I'm you know, talking about and going through his course, I just completed level one, halfway through level two right now, talking about this information, spreading as much as possible, working all day long spreading this information, because it works, and it's like the pinnacle of self-help. Right? Clearing out, number one, having the skill to snap out of the negative state and back into your groundedness, back into your personal power, back into feeling awesome. Number one. Number two, something else we teach is diving into the past traumatic experiences you went through. Now, if you don't know this, the past traumatic experiences you've been through are still within you, and they're actually the cause for most of the stress, worry, anxiety, depression that you feel. So if we go back to the time you were raped or molested or bullied or felt shamed or whatever, whatever your specific thing is, if we go back to that, draw that reactivity, that negativity, that dark energy out of that, breathe it out. We have many techniques for this. One of them is EPR, energetic processing release. We get it out of you, you feel amazing. And you carry this vibrant, attractive, fucking just awesome vibe with you everywhere you go. It's the difference between having that celebrity status, being cool, having tons of money, tons of sex, tons of great relationships, from the right place. So I say money and sex and relationships and all that because they're trigger words. You hear that, it's like, oh yes, I could use more sex. Oh, I could use more money. But the kind of joke, what's funny is when you go through the training, and what's funny between like me and Glenn and our previous students and people who have gone through the training and they're on the level, like we all want sex, we all want money. Feels good. But we learn in respect and understand how dangerous that validation and that the money is to your overall life. Are you healthy? Do you have good energy? What is your intentions? Are you holding on to pain? Are you emotionally free? Is this actually good long-term? We're focused on the long-term. Most people are, you know, you have three types of human beings that we teach. Number one, you have your primal human being. This person just takes what they want when they want. Most of them are in prison. Some of them are in the population still creating havoc, waiting for the day they do get caught. Second type of person is your average mediocre person. They are chasing pleasure and avoiding pain. Seems logical, seems legit, right? Avoid pain, you know, chase pleasure. But this kind of mentality, I'll give you an example of. If you're someone who chases pleasure and avoids pain, let's say you are with a girl. You get all naked. It feels good. It's electric. You're about to have sex, and you go to put the condom on, and the girl's like, no. Just fuck me with that one. And you're like, and she's like, come on. And you're just like, okay. Because it's pleasurable. Because it's amazing. Oh. And then you have an STD or have a kid. And maybe not, but maybe so. We don't fucking gamble with that. We're like, no, condom on. Oh, you don't like that? Cool, I'm out. Our biggest, she almost fell in a ditch. Our biggest frame is I could take it or leave it. I could take or leave this situation. I don't need it. Coupled with, is this good for my long-term growth? Is having unprotected sex and having lots of it good for your long-term growth? No. Is it fun? For sure. You'll have great times till your dick is full of pussy shit and it's just, you're not feeling good. Long-term versus short-term upfront pleasure. And that's how, what we teach you, low vibrational energy, that's how it gets you. It wants you to take the upfront pleasure because it knows if it gets, if it holds a little bit of, dangles a little bit of pleasure in front of you and you're like, oh, then it got you. And it can smash pain on top of you. Here's an STD, fucker. Here's a kid, motherfucker. And you feel like crap. Your life goes down. It's just this shit show. Downward spiral. So, big message to you, my friends. How are you feeling? Right now. How are you feeling? Do you feel good? Do you feel not good? If you don't feel good, pause. Sit down somewhere right now. Go sit down. Have your back straight. Sit up. Back straight. Tune into that feeling. Stress, worry, depression, heartache, anger, resentment, guilt, shame. Tune into it. Feel it. We're going to take a breath. Visualize it coming up. Intend for it to come up. You're going to hold it. We're going to breathe it out. Okay, tune into it. Tune into it. Breathe it up. Breathe it out. The tss sound is key because it brings your focus to the present moment. Tss. You're focusing on it, which is good. Let's do another cycle of that. Let's do another round of that. Tune into it. Oh, I need to make more money. Oh, this is due. Oh, what is this person going to do? I'm tapping my stomach right now because that's what we call our energetic body. This is where we hold a lot of our emotions. I'm tapping that, bringing my awareness to that. Tune into it. Breathe it in, breathe it up. Breathe out. Another round. Tune into it. Maybe it's the shoulders. Maybe this is tense. Are you stuck up here? Tune into it. Breathe it in. Hold. Breathe it out. We want the space. We want the stillness. The calmness. The at-ease sensation and feeling. Nothing's wrong. Everything's good here. Tune into it. Is this making you mad? This is irritating. Ah, I just want to get over it. Just shut up. I did enough. Ah, tune into that. Resisting just doing it. Tune into it. Feel it. Feel it. Breathe it up. Breathe it out. It should loosen you up. You might be laughing right now. You might be feeling better. Or you might still be resisting it. It's all good. Just by doing this, you're already getting better. You're already healing. You're already starting down the path and starting the process for getting more and more present. The presence, the quiet, the stillness gives you the peace. And when you are still, when you're at ease, when it's quiet up here, you can focus on what you want to do to change your life. You can now connect, and it's very, very easy to connect to these states of gratitude, appreciating that big old tree, the sun. You guys watching this live stream, thank you. Your body, the fact you're alive, you can feel happy. You can joke, you can be playful. Then you can carry that energy to other people. Do you think it's very attractive and nice and cool to have this state of being when you go talk to someone you're attracted to? How do you think they experience you when you come up and you have a twinkle in your eye, a sparkle in your eye, you're feeling good in your body, nothing's wrong, you're at ease with everything, the environment, yourself, smiling. How's it going? How about if you came up and you're stressed? Can you have sex with me? Can you fix me? It can repel people. Fuck no, I'm not gonna fix you. Get away from me. What do you, ugh. This will change your life. How do I know this? Because it's changed my life. That's why I'm making these videos. It works and it's amazing. And I want you to experience it so you can be free from anxiety, stress, anger, depression, resentment, shame, guilt, trauma. You can exist in a state of high vibrational energy, feeling good in your body, grateful, appreciative, motivated, inspired. I want that for you. For you. You little person. I love you. Thank you for watching this live stream. Namaste. Breathe. Let it go. Get it out. I'll see you in the next one. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value. Okay, like your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that allows you, teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.